If you'll just start with giving me your name and the relationship with the town. Did you grow up in Davidson?
No.
No?
I grew up in Cornelius.
In Cornelius?
Yeah.
Right. And so, did you spend most of your childhood there?
I did. I did. Most of it in Cornelius. My church is in Davidson, Gethsemane Baptist, so that's been my home church.
Right, and how long have you been at Gethsemane?
Oh, God, all my life, and I'm 70, what? I can't even think how old I am. 74, so all my life. I grew up in Gethsemane. Had to walk to church, I'll tell you.
Right, and how long was the walk for that?
Well, walk from Cornelius to Davidson.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so. Because my grandmother was one of the first ladies that would be there to make the fires and
right.
sweep the floors with the brooms and the dust, and so I had to be there.
Right.
So I was raised by my grandmother.
Were you a part of taking care of the church and things like that along with your grandmother?
Or? Oh, no. Well, they did that. She and some of those ladies, she would, if she didn't want this, she would catch a ride with one of the members in the community.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple, Ms. Durr and Mr. Tom McCullough. We would ride with them if we didn't walk, so we had to walk from Cornelius to Davidson.
My goodness, that is quite.
That was every. She was a faithful church goer every Sunday. One or the other.
So you said that you were raised by your grandmother. Can you tell me more about your family?
Okay, my grandmother, her name was Rosa Potts, Carr Potts.
Mm-hmm.
Maiden name was Carr, and that was a big family of the church.
Right.
We had the Carrs and the Brandons.
Mm-hmm.
That were two of the bigger families there in the
kind
church.
Kind of like a part of the foundation of the church.
Exactly. Exactly, and of course other members, family, Sturgis, and I can't think, I'm trying to think of another big family name,
mm-hmm.
but so she was very faithful. She helped to organize the usher board, my first usher board, so I've just been there all my life.
That's really special.
Our choir, with the guests and the gospel singers,
mm-hmm,
I don't know if you ever
mm-hmm.
heard them or not, she had organized that under her, because it was organized under the usher board.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
do you know around when that all started?
Well, now, I think the choir, in church history, I have a church history, so in church history, I think to say that the Carr family came about 1926, I believe it's it. And so, I'm going to look just to refresh myself. She said 1926, both of her parts and family joined Gethsemane, so I don't know if she had any of her other siblings there ahead of her or not.
Right.
But they just been part of it, so.
That's great.
And then my mom, Little Bell Houston,
mm-hmm.
which is a part of Davidson College.
Really?
Yes.
Tell me more about that.
Yeah, she worked. Well, in fact, my grandma worked for Davidson College laundry. They both worked in the laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go to the laundry. They used to keep me in the laundry and throw me up in the clothes baskets. I remember that when I was just a little girl, you know. Cause, as far as babysitting me, that's where they babysit me at the laundry. So, and my grandmother worked there until she retired.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, my mama, Rose Louisville Houston, worked there until she retired.
Right.
After 57 years, and
went
back to work the next day and worked another 3 years. So.
After she came back to work for those last 3 years, where did she work then? Still in the Lillabell laundry?
Say it again.
After she retired, and you said she went back to work for 3 years, was she
still the laundry? Yeah, I went back to work at the laundry for 3 years.
That's wonderful.
It is. And actually, I even worked for Davidson College.
You did?
In the library, in serials and documents. I was in probably the early 70s. It was a short while because I had worked at the bank, Piedmont Bank and Trust in Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of the first black, I really was the first black person that they hired at the Piedmont Bank and Trust.
Really? How was that experience?
Well, it was a strength that treated me nice. So that was before, and that was before a computer. Mm-hmm. So we had posting machines, and then of course that was there when they brought in the computers, and we had to go to Mooresville, Fremont Bank there for a short while, mm-hmm. and back, and the little drive-in down here. It's Wells Fargo now. I worked that.
That's special.
It is special. And Eugenia Deaton lived next door, mm-hmm. and her son would bring me tea or whatever down there. But yep, they were nice. It was nice.
That sounds it.
Yeah, we had some experiences, but funny thing, I had. The latest that I had worked with in the bank, mm-hmm. she was very touchy. So, mm-hmm. And she made a comment that she regretted, and she cried all day. She cried all day, and that was. And Betty Washington was my supervisor. I think she was the supervisor. Mm-hmm. And she said, "You're going to have to console Margie." And she cried all day. I said, "Well, she's all right." Mm-hmm. But that was the only incident, really. And believe it or not, I went to work for Eastern Airlines, mm-hmm. in my later years, in the late 70s, early, and in the 80s. I got a call from Margie. Of all the people.
Oh, my gracious.
Of all the people. Mm-hmm. I thought that was so ironic that she called, and because I worked in reservations, mm-hmm. and I got the call from her, and we left.
Oh my gracious!
that was ironic that I would get a call from her after so many years, and then of all the people, and she said, "I think about the times that we had, and mm-hmm. we did it for time." So it was good.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So you were talking about how you would spend time in the. Some of the
laundry
service with your mother and grandmother. Do you have other brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I do. I have one sister, two brothers. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm the oldest.
Okay.
Okay, I'm the oldest. So, I feel like my mom and I are sisters. We come sort of like sisters.
Really? That's wonderful.
I'm her mama now. I have to take care of her, so I'm my mama now.
I definitely understand that.
Yeah. But she's been a backbone of the family. She really has. Let's see, what guess can I say? B. I don't know, she just loved to work. So. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like her work ethic was something that really was instilled in
you? Yeah, exactly.
And is that something that you've seen like throughout your life? Or?
That's all I've seen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all, because now, of course, it saddens mm-hmm. me to see that. I don't know if I think she may be getting a little dementia now, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. she's not so. And she can't see, that's the sad part. She doesn't see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm sure that's very
good. But she loves singing. She loves to sing now.
Right, that's beautiful.
Yeah. And the church, I don't know. We've gone through so many. Well, we did have a split in the church at one time. Mm-hmm. We were, that was before Pastor Jeffries came.
Yes, ma'am. And who was there before Pastor Jeffries?
We had, Clement Morris was there for like 30-some years. Okay, he died in, I think, 90, he died 1 year, and my grandmother died the next year. And late 90s, 99 I think it was, 98 or 99 when he died. And from that we had a Chipitanga, Reverend Chipitanga. And he was there for maybe 2 years, 2-3 years. And the church has experienced a split in membership.
I see.
So I followed him and other state. And then we were under the leadership of Reverend Will Conwell, who was the interim pastor, prior to Ernest Jeffries coming. Okay. So Jeffries came in, I think, March of 2004. So it's been there ever since.
That's really special.
It is. Yeah. So it's been good.
Right. So you talked about growing up in Cornelius, but so let me be a strong connection with Davidson. Where did you go to school? Where did you go to school?
We went to school at Ada Jenkins.
That's great.
Through the eighth grade. Well, not to begin with, it was in Cornelius. We had a school there. We had a little wooden school, and grades were combined. Persons had two teachers, and then it seemed like a third came. But it was Diamond and Mars, Miss Diamond and Miss Mars, first and second, third and fourth. And then we came to Davidson for the fifth grade.
Right.
That's something.
Wow.
Had a bookmobile to come around and give.
A bookmobile?
We didn't have a library. We had a bookmobile to come around for. And we get books out of the bookmobile. Yeah.
Was reading something that you and your siblings enjoyed growing up, or what parts of school was your favorite?
Well, see, I'm so much older than they are. I'm like 7 years older than my brother. And then 10 years older than the next brother. Mm-hmm. Like 15 older than my sister, so. So they all came after the integration. Because we went from Cornelius to Davidson to Torrance Island in Huntersville.
Right. Okay. And so, well, you and your friends, what would you all do after school? How did y'all spend your time?
That were the best days.
I believe it.
That was knowing what growing up was all about. You had fun, you did. We played hopscotch, hide and seek, throwing the ball over the house like that.
Not throwing ball over the house, would that be to see how far someone could
Somebody on the other side. We say, throw it over, say, hand it over. They say, okay, here it comes.
That sounds like
wonderful. It was fun, I tell you. We kept ourselves busy. And then we would, at that time, we didn't even have paved streets sometimes. And we would walk, and we didn't have street lights, of course. So we'd get together and we'd walk around the block. Because it was just a circle, really, in Smithfield. That's what we call our community, Smithfield, the black community. Still called Smithfield, have Smithfield Park there.
Really?
Named after the it's just funny. We think about how you walk in the dark and no lights, and then we would make believe somebody there was a big tree and that they had hung people by the tree.
Oh my goodness.
Really, I don't know.
Right.
It was hanging the tree.
Right.
You know, so we'd get to that tree and then everybody would take off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it was fun. Yeah.
Sounds like there was a really strong sense of community.
Exactly. Community. You know, if you did something wrong, then that lady had the chance of correcting you, and then your parents as well, you know.
I see. Mm-hmm. And so growing up, were there any special places that you all would shop or eat out around here in Cornelius?
Oh, gracious. No, we couldn't shop. No, I can't remember because, see, at that time, I can remember places being segregated. We would have to go to the back, you know, if you got anything at all, or in a restaurant, a little restaurant there in Cornelius. Excuse me, I forgot to turn this off.
No problem.
Hello, I forgot to turn it off. I'm in a meeting at the Davidson Library. Can I call you back? Hello? Hey, can I call you back? Okay, but now I'm in a meeting.
No, no, I'm talking to you live. But I'm at a meeting at the I'm at a meeting at the library.
I got you.
Okay, I'll talk. I don't know. It won't be long. Okay. I'm sorry.
No, no problem at all.
Okay. Yeah, we would go to, I can remember my mom taking us, we would catch a bus, that was this bus called, it was, what was it, it was the Batesford Road bus.
Mm-hmm.
It would go down, go out 73 in Cornelius, Catawba, Cornelius and Catawba Avenue.
Right.
The people that would, the Knox family had that bus.
Mm-hmm.
And they would take you from out 73 to Batesford Road.
Yes, ma'am.
And then on into Trade Street in Charlotte.
Really?
Yeah.
And was this a bus that would go throughout the different communities, like throughout
the No. I'm just trying to think. I can't recall exactly where we got on the bus, but I know it picked up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would go down to... it wasn't like the street bus now. Of course, you know, because we had to sit in the back then,
right.
At that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember going to Woolworths.
Mm-hmm.
There was this place called Woolworths. To Belts and to Woolworths.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe to Ivy's. There was this place on the corner called Delts. It was like Five and Dime or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Right.
So we had that. And then I had a little bakery down the street. I can remember that.
Yes,
my grandmother would always go and get the donuts and those, what do you call them now? They croissant like with cream cheese in it,
right.
With cream in it.
That sounds
puffs
good.
Or something like
mm-hmm.
that, she would get there. I like them to the day, but I won't hardly buy them. But she did that, and then in Cornelius, eventually they had this place called Mary Mac's.
Right.
And so she opened up a dress store in Cornelius. She
and
finally
was
moved. It was a dress store, a clothing store for ladies. And then she moved to Davidson. And then little. Now they have a bar in it, but it was like a. I was called Five and Dime Store in Cornelius. Funny, I hadn't thought about that. Well, I thought about the Five and Dime, because that's what I call the bar. I said, they got the bar and the Five and Dime.
Yeah.
So
we're also interested in learning about Black-owned businesses. Do you remember any specifically?
At that time, no.
Mm-hmm.
No. Now my uncle in Charlotte had his own barbershop. He was George Carr, had a barbershop in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
But here in Cornelius, I don't know if Ploss had a barbershop at that time or not.
Mm-hmm.
Or probably the Nortons in Davidson. I just don't remember about
right.
the Davidson.
Right, I see. Well, I remember you saying that you remember the Wilson, the Five and Dime because they changed it into a bar. Are there any other changes that you can especially remember or that you even see now in the town of Davidson or
Cornelius? You know, I know they had in here in Davidson down where the bank is, there was a dentist over upstairs.
Really?
Yeah, with us.
Mm-hmm.
I know he pulled the tooth of mine. I don't know if he's dead in the nerve or not. Oh, yeah, but he did that, and then we'd have to go. So like, that's all they did was pull teeth. They didn't try
right.
to didn't try to save them or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just pull your teeth out. So.
Yes, ma'am.
Had that, and then we would have to go to Mooresville
mm-hmm.
to a dentist up there. That was in Cornelius now, just up the street from the place that I call the Five and Dime, but
mm-hmm.
it was the Five and Dime and the Mirror Mats.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a little grocery store, the Mayhew grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a place where John Cherry has had his insurance company. There was a doctor's office there. Dr. Washam, I remember him, because someone said something about him. Just this past week, they asked that we met this lady, and she was a Washam.
Mm-hmm.
And she went on to say who she was related to,
right.
And she was related to that she had married into that family. She said, in fact, so he had he used to be a doctor. I said, yeah, I went to him. I'm just that old.
I love connections like that.
I just said, oh, I went to one. So, of course, the library in Canoogas has changed too. They have a new library now from what it used to be. But I used to really love to go to the library when we had the bookmobile. We could only get like 4 or 5 books at a time. So, my goodness, if you didn't do anything else but read the book, then by Saturday you were gone through those books, you know. So.
Right.
Yeah. It was interesting.
Can you tell me about the time where the shift from primarily getting books from the bookmobile to being able to go to the Cornelius Library?
Well, see, that came sometime later, because when we came to Davidson, I don't think they had the bookmobile. I think we had a library in Davidson, at Ada Jenkins. We had a library. Did we have a library? Yeah, we had a library. We did have a library at Davis Elementary. So.
Oh, he couldn't be here today?
And we went to the, but of course you had to be. I don't think it was any difference in going to the library then. No difference made in going. Not segregated at that point. I'm trying to think what else. Some material. It was something I was thinking about, but it's completely left me right now.
I understand. That's
And I was just trying to think of the church. Now we had our church, Gethsemane Baptist Church, originally was on Pott Street, where they had the Habitat houses, and that was at the bottom of the hill. And so we had, that's where we started. And from there, they had, they went through quite a few ministers at that time. Because I know during my lifetime, I can remember that we had a Reverend Long, a Reverend Nash, a Reverend Walker, and then Reverend Morris. And the Tomlin, Jeffrey Tomlin. And our pastor now, current pastor. And they marched from the old church to the new church in 1977, I think it was. Yeah, they did that.
Wow.
They broke. So they've been at the new church, new facility since then, since 77. Unfortunately, I couldn't march with them because I was working.
It was the march to celebrate the
old. Going from the old to the new.
Right.
Old
that's
to the
so
new.
Special.
Yeah, that was special for them. Yeah, they broke ground.
We have some of the ones. I have in the
archives.
Transcriptions.
Let's see.
I would some
of them. They purchased the land in 74, and the church was constructed in 76. And in 77, the Gethsemane Baptist Church family marched from Pott Street to the current location. And the church has been very popular. They paid off the mortgage 2 years in advance.
Wow.
So, yeah. They used to go on trips I remember going to the park in High Point. I think it was High Point. You would go to a park up there. And then they would go off to Sunday school, go to, I think they took trips to the beach.
Out
the office of Fred O'Rourke.
Are those traditions that you still see represent now?
No, they don't do that now.
See.
Everything's changed now. Just they do trips. Maybe they do trips. I don't think we do too many trips now.
Mm-hmm. So what are, I know you all have Sunday dinners together at church. Are those, what are some other traditions from that you can see that have lasted throughout the time of the church's history?
Well, we still have the church anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They still do that in homecoming and revival.
Yes, sir.
But see, at one time we had Usher's anniversary.
Right.
And they had Men's Day. They used to have Men's Day, Woman's Day, mm-hmm. Children's Day. You learn, and then of course the Easter. You learn your. They would learn poems and things to recite.
Mm-hmm.
We had Children's Day. What was it? I'm trying to say something. Children's. What we do? I can't remember what we do for Children's Day, but we did have Children's Day. Because someone asked me, say, what day was Children's Day? When do we have Children's Day?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess somebody else want to remember. Mm-hmm. I don't know when we had Children's Day. I think it was in June. I don't remember. Yeah, but those days are gone. So. Mm-hmm. And churches we visit. You know, you visit other churches. Especially the churches right around Davidson and here from one Davidson in Huntersville. I don't know if we visit that much in Mooresville, but now as far as the choir,
mm-hmm.
we would go all around and sing. Yeah. We were a very large choir at one time,
mm-hmm.
but now we're down to 4 or 5 members.
I see.
Yeah.
Like your own special praise and worship choir all in one.
I tell you, we've had some, we have, like I guess in the gospel singers mm-hmm. have 2 programs a year. We used to do about 3.
Mm-hmm.
We would have our gospel explosion in January,
right.
Our anniversary in May.
Mm-hmm.
And at one time we used to have what we call end of the year's male choir singing.
Right.
It was just for male choirs.
Mm-hmm.
And that was at the end of the year. And that was good. We would have watch service. And we still have that during sunrise service.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, now we combine with Flake and his church, Lake Forest.
Okay.
Lake Forest, we combine with Lake Forest. I think it was a Thanksgiving time that we. Thanksgiving or Christmas, we combine with them. Thanksgiving, I think it is.
Yeah.
This is just real nut steak.
See?
Yeah, and we have service with them. And then Christmas, we used to go to Fat Boys and eat.
Really?
On Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we used to do that at Christmas time. But of course, Fat Boys are gone now, so
mm-hmm.
no more Fat Boys. And then we got good cooks over there. What's her name? Ramona Meehan, so far,
mm-hmm.
cooking ministry. And she's good if you know it's gonna be food up there. We've done that at the church sometimes too. And another thing that we had thinking about food now.
Mm-hmm.
We would have 12 tribes.
Mm-hmm.
Rarely we don't do that anymore. We've done something else to replace that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Rainbow Tea.
Rainbow Tea.
Yeah, and we don't do that anymore, so. Yeah, it was interesting. A lot of things have stopped, so.
Transition time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Transition time. So.
Well, is there anything else that you would like to share about growing up? Any other special memories that you'd like to share with us?
I can't think right now. I can't think. Probably something. Is this the only day you're doing this?
I believe so, but I'm sure.
I just hate that. I hate that because just probably something else I need to tell you.
No, but you can always get back in touch with this podcast and be able to add to whatever you like.
Okay.
So we definitely want to hear.
Okay, yeah. I don't know when she's going to finalize it, but it'd be good. That's good to know.
And will you say your name one more time for me? So
okay, Peggy Rivens.
Peggy
Rivens.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Ms. Rivens, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed talking to you this afternoon.
I enjoyed it. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Just so we've got a face to go with the voice. Was it okay if I take a picture? We can take it together if you want.
Look at my hair. Where am I going?
That's why I'm willing to take. I'm willing to have my picture taken standing next to you.
Oh,
because if you don't wear something, you look pretty good, I think.
Oh, no.
That's pretty good. I'll let you look and see. So let's see. Oh. Well, I mean, see if I will show up again.
Okay.
That's nice.
Yeah. Okay. It'll do. It's me. It's not the best.
And we.